New Hampshire Now is about informed discussion with the leaders of our nation, state, and community. I'm Chris Ryan.
We're going to have a great time, Chris, and thank you very much. Your show is fantastic.
Great to talk to you, Chris. Thanks for having me.
I do think, although determination matters, I think support from people who believe in you matters even more.
I was living in a tent for 3 weeks. Very cold, very hard to try and get homework done. But I was determined to stay in school because, I mean, that was the only thing that was going to get me out of this situation regardless of where I am.
I get a chance to talk to your wife and I get to interview her, which I'm fixing to do and if next time I see her.
I do know that from spending a lot of time here in New Hampshire, people in New Hampshire expect to meet you face to face.
And welcome to New Hampshire Now for the sixth day of January 2020. I am Chris Ryan. I appreciate you joining us for the program this hour. The show is brought to you by New England College and NEC.edu, offering over 35 undergraduate programs, graduate programs as well. I encourage you to check out NEC.edu for more information. College convention underway down in Manchester continues through the 8th. As Michael Bennett spoke yesterday at College Convention, which is a big initiative pushed forward by New England College. The New Hampshire Now program, as always, proudly presented by the New Hampshire College and University Council. New Hampshire's colleges and universities are the backbone of our state's economy and provide tremendous learning opportunities for all Granite Staters. I encourage you to check out visitnhcolleges.com for more information. In just a moment, my conversation from yesterday with Pete Buttigieg as he assesses what took place and is taking place in regards to our foreign policy with Iran, the killing of General Soleimani, and now our response, which included Donald Trump saying that basically the United States will act as if it were a terrorist organization and take out cultural targets and basically play the same type of a game that Iran would play in response to this. We'll talk about that with Pete Buttigieg and also explore that in a greater detail here on the program today. I want to let you know this segment of the program is presented by Rath Young and Pignatelli, a national impact that's uniquely New Hampshire. For more information, check out rathlaw.com. Rath Young and Pignatelli, proud sponsors of New Hampshire primary interviews here on the New Hampshire Now program. Pete Buttigieg currently sitting, according to the CBS YouGov poll, which came out over the weekend, at fourth place in New Hampshire at 13%. Trailing Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, and Elizabeth Warren here in the Granite State. If you look at the polls on average from Liquor Politics, he's right at or near the top in New Hampshire, despite that poll, which may be an outlier. Here is my conversation with Pete Buttigieg. Joined by Mayor Pete Buttigieg back here in New Hampshire this past weekend, and 8 town halls across the Granite State. I want to start by where you think your campaign is right now in New Hampshire and where you feel you need to finish. You're looking very strong in Iowa. CBS poll has you down at fourth place here at 13% coming out over the weekend. Where do you see your campaign right now in the Granite State? Where do you need to finish?
Well, we know we're in a strong position. We know we're in contention, but we also know a lot can happen over the next month or so. And so our job is to make sure that we're firming up our support and reaching out to new voters. You know, there are some folks you see faces of people who've been following this process for a year now, but I'm seeing more and more people at these town hall and other events who are just getting involved now, who've maybe been just busy or had other things going on in their lives. Now they're dialing into the process. And so continuing to expand our reach and really reach people where they are. You know, there's so many concerns that people want to know around New Hampshire that we take seriously. When we're on the seacoast, hearing about the concerns on PFAS contamination, in North Conway, talking about how, you know, we're in the middle of an area with a tourism economy that has a lot at stake if climate change changes just our relationship to the Four Seasons. And really making sure we're talking about those issues as well as these big picture concerns that every American shares about America's role in the world, how to make our economy actually one that benefits all of us, and how we're going to restore some level of unity to this country and decency to the office.
Iran has been on the minds of a lot of voters and individuals across the country, and you know, the president continues to speak out and to push forth a response that is one that's very unrecognizable to a lot of individuals. I want to get into that, but I want to start first with your reaction to the action that the United States took in taking out General Soleimani, and if you think that that was
an appropriate action if you as president would have authorized that?
Well, General Soleimani was not a good guy. We're talking about somebody who has a lot of blood, including American blood, on his hands. But if there's one thing that we've learned in the last 20 years around the world, especially in the Middle East, it's that taking out a bad guy is not always a good idea. Mm-hmm. The real question on my mind is the consequences. Did the president think through those consequences? Who was consulted? Congress, as a co-equal branch of government, should be consulted, but doesn't appear to have been in this case, not on both sides of the aisle. And this is one of those things where partisan politics should absolutely stop at the water's edge. This is about national security. We're already seeing a lot of complications for our relationship with Iraq, including an apparent suspension of anti-ISIS efforts. Anytime you do anything this big in the Middle East, there are major consequences. And again, while no one should shed a tear for General Soleimani, I have not seen evidence or even a credible claim that this was the best or necessary course of action.
So you would not have authorized this based upon the information that you have?
I would need to have seen more information. Look, we don't have all of the information that makes its way to the president. But what I will say is they have not demonstrated or even claimed that this actually prevented an attack. Remember, this is somebody way up in the chain of command. This is not a tactical maneuver unit that they intercepted. So if there was an attack, how do we know it's not still going to happen, knowing that he had a deputy who filled his shoes right away? There's just a lot of murkiness around what the reasoning was. And remember, there are reasons why previous administrations, Republican and Democratic, took a look at this option and decided against it. The American people deserve to know why it was the course of action this time.
France described the world as being a less safer place as a result of this. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the world is safer as a result of this, but we know that there's going to be more that's going to come from this. What would you as president do in these particular moments, in the aftermath of this, to ensure the safety of American citizens and Americans abroad?
Well, the first thing I would do is make sure that American citizens are safe. And another concern I have is that they've actually cut things like resources going into embassy security. This is going to be important, not just in Iraq, but any place where there is Iranian influence. And there are U.S. citizens in harm's way right now. There are more U.S. citizens who are troops who are going into harm's way as we speak, or at least going into theater. So it's difficult to argue that the world is a safer place for any of them right now. I always come at this from the perspective of somebody who was deployed by the orders of a president. And anytime that we're considering asking troops to go into theater, we better have very good answers on why, what the alternatives were, and how we're going to keep them safe. My focus will be on consulting our own intelligence community, congressional leaders of both parties, and the international community, knowing that we need allies to make sure that any step we take is one that leads to more peace, more stability, and above all, more security for the U.S.
In conclusion, from a strategic and also a political perspective, it appears that President Trump is going to show or try to show strength and that he is going to battle Iran on their own terms. He's not going to care about cultural resources. He's going to deploy the United States resources basically as a terrorist organization would. What do you think of that specifically? And also, how did Democrats come out of this and not appear to be weaker than President Trump in going after a adversary who does have blood on their hands?
Sometimes strength is not the same thing as chest beating or lashing out. Mm-hmm. Sometimes strength is in discipline. And we need to look at what strength really requires of us now. We should never hesitate, and I will never hesitate, to take steps that will protect American lives. And sometimes that means you have no alternative but the use of force. But again, that's not been demonstrated in this case. And this is not a time to worry about politics or worry about perceptions. This is a time to worry about American lives. That's my focus today, and it'll be my focus in office.
Mayor Pete, great to see you.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
That is Pete Buttigieg. This is New Hampshire Now, 1-9-1450 and nhtalkradio.com. That interview presented by Rath Young and Pignatelli. And this hour of the program brought to you by New England College. We shall return here on the program and talk a little New England Patriots. Their season came to a close on Saturday night with a 20-13 loss to the Tennessee Titans. We'll go in-depth on that with Dave D'Onofrio, our resident sports expert from Boston.com, when we return here on New Hampshire Now.
You're listening to New Hampshire Now with Chris Ryan, presented by the New Hampshire College and University Council.